It is a beautiful day for distribution here in Englewood and Chicago's South Side. We've got gospel music playing, we've got lawnmowers going, we've got families getting food and essentials and toys and blankets. It's going pretty good so far. It's 11:17 a.m. and we've already had quite the rush this morning, so it's a good day. Good day to be out here.
That was Alex Shore volunteering and serving at one of the many distribution sites around the country as a part of World Vision COVID-19 domestic response. Today, as you move your feet, you will get to hear about what God is doing through World Vision right here at home to respond to the COVID-19 pandemic through World Vision U.S. programs. Our director of World Vision USP, Reed Slattery, is with us today. I first met Reed in Orange Jersey as the team captain of our Fife Warehouse Team World Vision team up in Seattle. Reed is no stranger to Team World Vision as he has taken to the streets of Seattle, Chicago, and the roads of Oregon as part of our Haute de Coast relay many times. This is LDR. Welcome Beyond the Walls with Team World Vision. Reed, it is so great to have you with us today. Thank you so much for taking some time to be on the podcast and share about World Vision's work right here at home. You've been a World Vision employee for years now, but currently, how long have you been in this role as director of World Vision U.S. programs?
Yeah, so I've been in this current role probably for, I have to think about it, a year and a half, permanent, and I was in an acting role for about a year. So the last couple of years, I've been running all of the operations for U.S. programs, and it's been a great honor, first and foremost, and it's also been a great challenge. I feel like, you know, it's one of those times where I wasn't planning to step into this new role, but God, you know, kind of opened a way and it worked out. But I've grown so much, I've learned a lot, and I'm just really grateful for the opportunity.
Running with Team World Vision, that we are always moving our feet for clean water all around the world. But one of the biggest comments or questions we get from our runners is, you know, it's so cool that World Vision's doing all this work around the world, but what is World Vision doing here? So can you tell us a little bit about U.S. programs?
Absolutely. Yeah, we get that question a lot as well, even with the work that we do domestically, like if we're out trying to fundraise for, you know, our efforts, because we really, our role here with U.S. programs is we come alongside churches and nonprofits and we empower them to serve. So a lot of times people will see churches and nonprofits out in the community and they're doing amazing things. They might not even realize that World Vision is coming alongside them and resourcing them, because we don't want to lift up. We don't want it to be big orange in the community. We really want to highlight that church. They're the heroes, right? They're the ones serving. They're the ones with relationships. We just want to give them the resources they need to do that, you know, even better or in a greater capacity. And so domestically, you know, we have three main programs. We have our storehouse, which we serve teachers from low-income schools with school supplies. We serve churches and community partners with all kinds of essential items, whether that's personal care, diapers, furniture, food. We'll get a little bit more into food later in this. And then we also have building materials. So we come alongside, you know, churches and families that are rebuilding their homes. So that's our storehouse ministry. Then we also have a program called Kid Reach, which is a tutoring program. And right now it mainly happens in West Virginia and in Seattle. But it's just a great tutoring program, one-on-one tutoring, a lot of academic help, but also social and emotional support to walk alongside these kiddos. And so that's so important in the season that we're in right now, right? Every kid, every person, frankly, is experiencing some level of trauma. And so for children, they need a way to process that. They need a way to, you know, work through that. And so we, our teams on the ground are helping in that space. And then the last leg of our ministry domestically is HEA, which is our domestic disaster relief. So Hurricane Harvey, you know, different storms that happen, we are there walking alongside the church, helping communities rebuild. And then obviously for COVID, we're doing, you know, it's kind of falls under our HEA category, and it's been an ongoing response since mid-March.
It's absolutely incredible. We always talk about with our work, how World Vision works in the hardware and the software, the tangible resources that people need, but also the software within humanity, right? Within our fallenness, within our spirituality, within social context, cultural context. And like you're saying, working with kids that are vulnerable in a society and a time that we are extremely vulnerable is just so powerful that we're to hear that we're doing that work here too.
It's been great. And I mean, we domestically, World Vision, we model a lot of what we do off of the work that happens internationally, right? So the transformation of communities and the holistic approach and working through the churches and empowering local leaders. And so it's got a very similar feel to it, even though, you know, poverty looks and feels different here domestically as it does abroad, our approach is still the same.
So how long has World Vision USP existed? So World Vision here in US, how long have we been doing this work?
We've been working domestically for over 30 years. And so, yeah, so a lot of long-standing relationships, you know, a lot of cities where we've been working in for a long time. It's grown over the years. So we've last year we distributed $135 million worth of gift in kind. So it's allowed us to, you know, go deeper in those communities, but it's also allowed us to reach out into new communities where poverty is across the country. So it's definitely been growing over probably the last 5 years a lot.
And you were saying you were starting to name some locations that different types of work is happening around the country. Do we have major hubs, or how do we do work geographically in the US?
That's a great question. So yeah, World Vision has 7 different locations where we have what we call brick and mortar sites. So that's a World Vision building, there's World Vision staff, and there's programs happening out of there. And so like right now I'm sitting in our Fife distribution center. We also have distribution centers in Dallas, Chicago, West Virginia, a rural site there in Philippi, West Virginia, Pittsburgh, which also does a lot of the international shipments of gift in kind around the world, the Bronx, New York, and then Hartford, Connecticut. And so those are the 7 World Vision sites. But what we've been working on, and we've been partnering with a lot of our internal World Vision teams, is to expand to these what we call church affiliate partners. So these could be churches in different regions across the country where they might have a little capacity. They have a little bit of warehouse space. They can take in truckloads of product and they have a heart not only to serve their backyard, but they're also kind of global focus. It's this whole local and global piece. And so that's really allowed us to expand our reach domestically into different areas. But then really also kind of leveraging that partnership to say, hey, you know, we want to partner with you locally, but here's what World Vision does globally. Here's how you can engage with us. You know, you could host a global 6K and bring clean water, right? Or you could do Team World Vision in your city, or you might be able to do Chosen. And so it's really allowed us to just this local and global kind of holistic, we call them like all in. So we say these church partners that are all in with World Vision. And so that's really helped us expand across the country.
Absolutely incredible. And then, like you're saying, I mean, you're 2 years or more into this position. You've been working with World Vision for years now. You know, 2 years into this role and in this place, then a pandemic. When you look at World Vision's reach and, you know, being global for 70 years, being domestic for 30 years, and really positioned in a way that really no other organization is, to get into the depths of the hard work, right? Into the vulnerable spaces. We're already there. We're already at work. What was that like for you personally? And how have you seen World Vision really jump into the trenches during the COVID-19 crisis?
Wow. Oh, I mean, that's a great question. You know, it feels like the last few months have been like each week is like a month. So each month is like a year. You know, it's just been so intense. But I couldn't be prouder of the work that World Vision is doing, both here domestically and around the world. You know, when the pandemic first happened, right, and I think it was about March 13th or so when they announced the global pandemic, and that's when schools started to shut down and a lot of stay-at-home orders went into place, we really quickly pivoted and said, what is the biggest need? We had already been in contact with school superintendents and different school district leaders. We've been in contact with different church leaders. And what we kept hearing from all of those partners was food. Food is going to be the biggest gap. You know, there's so many families, there's so many kiddos that, you know, they depend on free and reduced lunch. They depend on breakfast and lunch. You know, they depend on the weekend feeding programs that the school has. And so although we knew the school districts were going to try as much as they could to meet those needs, the overwhelming concern was food insecurity. And we started to think too, right, like we want to meet the needs of those children. But we also know that there's extended family members that live together, right? There's grandmas and grandpas that are in those households. There's older siblings that might have, you know, be out of the school age range. There's aunts and uncles that live there. And so we developed a kit that could really come and meet the whole family's need and try to keep them as healthy as possible. So our family emergency kit was launched in mid-March. And it's a kit that has two components. It's a food box that feeds a family of five for a week. So there's shelf-stable food in there, things like tuna and chicken and peanut butter and rice and, you know, canned vegetables. We tried to get the stuff that was healthy as possible. So that food box, you know, comes along and meets those needs. And then with each family emergency kit, they also get a bag of essential items. So those are things like hand sanitizer, Clorox wipes, laundry soap, dish soap, school supplies. We even threw in some toys for the kids, you know, just to keep things fresh. And really what we wanted to do was, you know, get them supplies that could help slow down the pandemic. So hand sanitizer, get that into the hands of vulnerable communities, but also just other items that they're going to need to purchase on an ongoing basis, you know, as this crisis really affected, you know, so many folks that were laid off and the unemployment rate that was rising. And what we've been hearing, because we've been at this for several months now, is that this is something that's not going to go back to normal tomorrow, right? As we're talking to the leaders in these communities, you know, jobs aren't coming back right away. I mean, they're thinking, how do we solve this not only for weeks, months, and maybe years? And so that's where we're there in the trenches with them saying, hey, we want to come alongside you guys and get these resources into families, to the most vulnerable families.
World Vision's response globally. And what's so interesting is we usually have this dichotomy of what we do globally and what we do domestically. But now this pandemic, being it that it encompasses us, you look at World Vision's big plans for global response, it includes the United States of America. It includes all of North America. So you're looking at 72 million people we are trying to reach. And there are concentrated, right, focus countries, 17 focus countries. But we've already, with the goal of 72 million people reached, $350 million we're trying to raise for COVID response globally, including the United States. It's blown away since March. So in 3 months of now, you know, I think we're like 110 days into this or so, 35 million people have been reached through emergency response. 14 and a half million of those people are children.
Wow.
The domestic response to COVID-19 has different faces, different facets. So from PPE to family care kits, we're really trying to meet the needs of people. But one thing I've kind of heard word about are fresh food boxes. How does that come into play?
Yeah, no, great question. And we're so excited about this season right now with these fresh food boxes. The USDA created a program called Farmers to Families. And it really launched overnight. And it was to solve two main things. One, to get food to the vulnerable families as the numbers of employment were just skyrocketing. And two, as restaurants and hotels were shut down, to have a place for that food to go. And so the USDA is working with distributors. These distributors take in the product and they put them into different boxes. So there's a produce box, a dairy box, and a meat box. And then World Vision comes alongside, works with these distributors, and it gets these boxes to the last mile. And it's been, I'll tell you, it's been amazing. One, it's expanded our reach across this country in ways we couldn't even imagine. We are currently working with 70 hubs across the country to get these fresh food boxes out to vulnerable families. And so, you know, we're heading into phase two of this program. Phase two runs through July through August. And we are on track right now to distribute about 500,000 fresh food boxes a month during this program. So it's been amazing. I mean, it's brand new product that has been purchased to donate. And so there was one story that just really struck me. There was one of our partners on the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota. She sent me a note and she was just saying, you know, we never see fresh produce and vegetables like this. And she sent this picture, and it was the cutest picture of two little kiddos eating these green apples with the biggest smiles on their face, right? You would have think that they had like a pot full of candy, right? Because that's my boys. I can't, you know, that's all they want to eat. But they were eating apples, and she said that the bag of apples was gone in 10 minutes. And so, you know, you just think about, they don't get these kind of resources, and just the nourishment and the overall health of these families is just, it's incredible to think about.
Now, before we finish out listening and learning from Reed, we're going to hear a short interview with one of the recipients of a World Vision Family Emergency Kit. This past June at Northway Church in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, a mother shared with us how her and her family are able to benefit from the food and resources being made available through these kits during this very stressful time.
Talk to me a little bit about what you received today. What was your experience today?
We received food from Northway Church, and I think that's awesome that Inns are doing that. And the counselor from my daughter's school said it's a 13-week program, and I think that's pretty cool that Inns are doing that to help the COVID-19.
What's been the impact of COVID-19 on your family personally?
Oh, very stressful. I'm not a homeschool teacher, and I've had to do that for a kindergartner. So very stressful, especially that she has ADHD and ODD. So I'm finally glad she's graduated kindergarten last Friday. So that's one stress reliever off of me.
And you mentioned you work at the school?
Yes, and I'm a custodian at Rochester School.
The boxes that you have, what difference, what impact will this make in your home?
It's very helpful with grocery shopping and stuff, because I'm only a part-time worker. I'm only like 20-hour a week an employee.
Yeah.
So it's very helpful. I won't have to spend bill money on it. So,
yeah. What are your plans for the future? You'll jump in for 13 weeks with this, or?
Yes, I'm hoping to stay with it for the 13 weeks.
Yeah. Is there anything?
Being I live very close.
Anything that we can do to help you, support you, your family?
At the moment, I think I'm okay. So.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thanks for letting me ask you a few questions.
This Tuesday, our runners have an incredible opportunity to double their impact through a COVID-19 Double Donation Day opportunity. Every dollar raised for Global Wash to stop the spread of COVID-19 globally, a dollar will be given to domestic COVID-19 response up to $125,000 nationally. Reed, you have run and fundraised. What sort of encouragement or tips or tricks would you give our runners to maximize this opportunity?
Wow. Well, first off, let me just say that that's amazing. And I just want to thank, you know, you and the rest of the leadership on your team for making that happen. And then also all of our runners that run with Team World Vision just for being open to fundraising for domestic COVID response. I would just say, you know, fundraising is difficult, right? We know that for all of our runners. And it's always hard to ask. But we do know you're never going to know unless you ask, right? So you just got to throw stuff out there. And I think it's a great opportunity because you're still going to be raising funds for clean water, but here's an opportunity during this season to also ask folks to join and maybe, you know, help some folks here domestically that are really still struggling during this season. And I would just encourage you to say, you know, we're working hard. Our domestic team is working very hard to identify the most vulnerable around this country. And so when you think about where this food is going to go or where the PPE equipment is going to go, I would just say rest assured that it's going to go to vulnerable families, whether that's about a vulnerable family on the Navajo Nation or that's families in a rural part of the country in the Southeast or, you know, rural part of West Virginia. We're working hard to find those families, not only urban, but rural. And we have long-standing relationships. So we work through churches, we work through nonprofits, and we and school districts. And I feel like that approach has really allowed us to identify those families and serve them kind of with a pinpoint accuracy, right? We don't want to just throw stuff out there and hope it makes it to somebody. When we set up a pod, we work with a school district and a church. So the church is in the neighborhood of most need. The school districts, they know intimately those families that have needs, and they help to connect those families to the church. So that also, I mean, one, that helps us to get to the most vulnerable families, but it also helps us to reduce kind of the duplication of just sending stuff out there and, you know, not sure who it's going to get to. And so we really are strategic about who we serve, and that allows us to then, you know, serve as many unique families as possible. You know, this really speaks to how World Vision is coming alongside and empowering these churches. And so we started a new partnership down in West Oakland with Greater St. John Missionary Baptist Church. And so they did their first distribution back in May. And I just wanted to read a quote that came from one of our philanthropy reps, Deborah Padberg. She was on site and volunteered and fell in love with this church. But this was back from the first distribution. So Deb said this. She said, "I'm still processing all I saw. But the most powerful moment came at the end of the day when Bishop Payton told the congregation of socially distanced volunteers that the pastor that they had before this had been fired." And he's referring to himself in this quote. So the pastor had been fired, and he believes that God is moving in him, in his deacons, and that God has given his church a new opportunity through World Vision, an opportunity that he has been praying for, an opportunity to let the walls down and to reach out to their community. And so, I mean, that just, you know, just blew my mind to hear that, you know, through this resource, it's really like re-energizing this church, who's a historic church. They've been in this corner of West Oakland for like 75 years, but we're giving them new life. We're giving them new life to serve in a new way. And I just feel like, you know, he summed it up perfectly.
Well, thank you, Reed, for taking time out of your crazy busy schedule to be with us and for all the work that you guys are doing. We are covering you in prayer. And as our runners move their feet right now, team, I invite you to just lift up our domestic response, our USP team, in prayer for all that you guys are doing in the field and then all this clean water that's going to get around the world. It's really mind-boggling to think how clean water really will prevent the spread of infectious disease, how clean water is going to help people wash their hands. It's going to intervene in places like healthcare facilities where clearly clean water is vital. Without clean water, a healthcare facility is just as much at risk as anywhere else. So, but the work that you're doing here, Reed, and the entire staff around the country, we hats off to you. We are praying for you and cheering for you. And we are honored that we get to help fund the work that you guys are doing.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I mean, this is, I appreciate the prayers and it means so much. And I really feel like this, you know, our World Vision is just one family. You know, all of our storehouses and our folks across the country, they're serving. They're runners themselves. They do the Global 6K. They do other races. And so this has just been a great season for us to just even bring our World Vision work and our World Vision families closer together.
Team, as you move your feet this season in our socially distanced existence, our impact brings us closer together than ever before. From your own streets, in your own neighborhoods, you have the power to impact lives near and far. You are a first responder to the COVID-19 pandemic globally. Water is foundational in stopping the spread of disease, and World Vision USP is standing in the gap and supporting struggling families here in the U.S. through the providing of family emergency kits. Make no mistake, that is who you are right now. a first responder. Your footsteps and your funding are helping families around the world. This Tuesday, because of a generous donor of Team World Vision, we have the unprecedented opportunity to help people around the world and right here at home. Every dollar raised for Global Wash, up to $125,000, will be doubled for domestic COVID-19 response through family emergency kits. These kits feed a family of five for a week and include paper products, hand sanitizer, disinfectant, school supplies, and even some toys for kids. Like Reed said, we are working with churches and schools so that they can holistically support vulnerable families during this hard time. If we hit $125,000 in fundraising this Tuesday, 2,500 people will receive life-changing clean water to wash their hands, and over 1,600 families here in the U.S. will be blessed by family emergency care kits. Keep your eyes out for all of the details and parameters to this opportunity from your area director. This Tuesday, we have the opportunity to impact the lives of nearly 11,000 people. Let's do this, team. Twende, Mambale, Pamoja. If you enjoyed the podcast this week, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and share. See you next week.